Coming up on BAP 107, a beloved cartoon character may be losing his log-time job due to political correctness. The geniuses in broadcasting feel the best way to get short attention span millennials out to the polls is to show them a telethon about voting. Professional Donald Trump impersonator Alec Baldwin finally gets arrested for being an asshole. Let's start the show.
Sitting just a few yards away, Lenny Harold spotted a 49er cheerleader kneel during the national anthem.
Jesus, are we really going back to this?
And decided to snap a picture and post it on Twitter.
Well, thanks, dickhole.
Within minutes, the snapshot of the cheerleader taking a knee steps from police officers was retweeted and liked hundreds of times.
Not by me.
I can't even use my phone at this point. Like, I'm getting so many retweets and so many replies.
Why the fuck would you pay to go to see a game like that? The 49ers and the Raiders. Losers.
Like, you should fire her.
America is the land of the free. And we are free to do what we want to do.
I would get rid of her.
Support
the national anthem.
Oh,
the cheerleader's decision comes more than 2 years after former 49er quarterback.
Oh, maybe
Colin
Nike
Kaepernick
will give me a contract.
You're a little late with this bitch.
Catapulting a storm of controversy that many times overshadowed the game of football.
Yeah, I thought
maybe
we were really
NFL
done with this. You know, I was actually enjoying football this year.
The knee, then backpedaled when challenged by the players' union.
She don't get paid as much as these football players. She can do what she wants to do.
Yeah, your wife is standing next to you. Shut
the
up.
The identity of the cheerleader tonight unknown, but her actions certainly gaining national attention.
I'm just here for the game.
Attention whore.
I had no intention of doing anything divisive or doing anything, you know,
yeah, sure.
Important, but all I did was take a picture, and I just thought it was a cool moment.
2-1-6 teams battle it out. It was so fucking lame they had to focus on some dipshit cheerleader. The 49ers beat up 34-3. Here come your Raiders, Vegas.
Gotta say please, get the fuck off your knees. Let's concentrate on football again.
Ball again. Fucking right.
Nobody cares about those dumb bitches there.
No.
Bring this game back for the men.
For the men.
Fuck Kaepernick, let him suck with that dick.
Suckers.
Concentrate on football again.
Again.
Fuck out of here, fuck with your panic and fear. Let's bring this game back for the men.
It's sour.
That's right, that's right. Big Anger Phil Podcast 107. Just when you thought this whole kneeling pile of shit was fucking done with, now the cheerleaders are getting into the act. Well, I should correct that. Not the cheerleaders. A cheerleader. A San Francisco 49er cheerleader. The San Francisco 49ers have been the laughing stock of the league for a long time now. And yes, Kaepernick is to blame for some of that. And I'm talking about before his kneeling. I'm talking about that little 1-15 season they had a little while ago, where he was at the helm. That's right, he was supposed to be the next big thing. Oh, he was the savior of the season when Alex Smith went down. By the way, Alex Smith is nowhere near the 49ers. They gave him a bum rap. They made Kaepernick the star, and he completely sucked. And what happens when you completely suck? You make people draw attention to you for other activities, like kneeling during the national anthem. He had a safe face. I'm sure Nike came to him with some kind of deal before he started kneeling, all right? And let's face it, that's what this cheerleader was after. Some kind of recognition. A little bit late, I might add. We were already all burnt out from all the kneeling bullshit already. Now some anonymous broad that nobody fucking gives a fuck about. Let's face it, we don't care about the cheerleaders, all right? We don't. I do not understand why we even have cheerleaders anymore. At least in professional sports. All right, in college, I get it. Yeah, school spirit, yay, blah, blah, what the fuck ever. Professional sports, not necessary. We're never necessary. Yeah, but aren't they hot? Aren't they hot? You could get on the internet and look at hot chicks any fucking time you want. There is no need for them to be on the field waving pom-poms and dancing to bad music, all right? If I really wanted to see that shit, I'd go to the strip club. Well, you got to pay money at the strip club. Well, you got to pay money to get into the fucking game, and a lot of money, all right? Just to get into the game is a fucking fortune. Never mind getting to the game or buying shit at the fucking game. And what are you getting? What are you, 1-6 Raiders and 1-6 49ers? Wow. Sure is worth the drive to San Jose to fucking watch that. That's right, you morons. The fucking 49ers don't even play in San Francisco. They play in Santa Clara, which is very close to San Jose. You know, it's a good 50 miles or so away from San Francisco. For Christ's sakes. 49ers. They should never have torn down that Candlestick Park. That was an iconic football stadium. Yeah, it was a fucking dump. But the weather there was perfect for football. It was always cold. It was always windy. No matter what time of year it was. Perfect football weather. And it wasn't that far from San Francisco. All right? Where they play now is a joke. Nobody goes to the games. Nobody's going to go down there in that fucking place and watch a shitty team play another shitty team. Except for really hardcore Raiders fans. And the fights in the stands, which always happens when these two play, they don't play that often because it's interconference. Maybe once every 3-4 years or so. The fights are in the stands are always entertaining. And who is it? Fucking Cholos. Let's face it, at least here in California. When it comes to Raiders games, Cholos will always be fighting somebody. And should I say Cholas? You know, because it's always broads that start these fights. Every fucking time, right? You know, these broads get drunk, they're bored. They're always looking at their phones, and they get drunk, and then they start shit. And then these fucking pussy dudes always have to defend their honor or jump in. It's always fucking broads in the middle of shit. And then it turns into a fucking melee. I guarantee there would be no fights in the stands if you leave these dumb bitches at home. All right? That's right, I said Cholos. Now, if it was the East Coast or the South, yeah, it'd be a bunch of dumb, drunken white guys. True. In California, Cholos. They always fight in every fucking Raiders game because the Raiders suck. You know, if you have a good product on the field, people will pay attention. When they suck, they're going to be doing other things like fighting, like drinking, like fucking around. Now, when they move to Las Vegas and they're going to have to acquire a whole new fan base made up mostly of tourists, just like at the Vegas Golden Knight hockey games, there's going to be a lot less fights. You know, the Cholos are not going to follow them to Las Vegas. Maybe some of them from L.A., you know, because now it's a slightly closer drive to see him in Las Vegas than it is to see him in Oakland, all right? It's an hour closer, all right? Maybe 15 minutes shorter of a flight if you really need to see the Raiders that fucking bad. Raiders were just down here. They played the Chargers. That was the one chance for Raider fans to see the Raiders in L.A., and act like they never moved from L.A. They're still the Raiders. We're still Raider country. They haven't been here in 23 years, and they're never going to be back here. Las Vegas is building in the brand new shiny stadium for this crappy, underachieving team. You know, they were so desperate to get away from that toilet bowl, the Oakland Coliseum. It was a toilet bowl in the 80s. That's why they moved to Los Angeles. They moved down to our toilet bowl, the Los Angeles Coliseum, in the hopes that L.A. would build them a stadium somewhere. It didn't happen, and the Raiders moved back to the original toilet bowl. Now the Rams, who came back to L.A. to play in the original toilet bowl, Los Angeles, are going to move out of the Los Angeles toilet bowl and move into the brand new spanking Inglewood toilet bowl. Now finally, there's some excitement for the Rams in Los Angeles. They're 8-0 so far this year. Best year they've had in a long time. And finally, people are saying, well, okay, the Rams are now our team. By the way, we still have the Chargers. Chargers aren't doing too bad this year. Look, the Chargers over there. When the Raiders came to play the Chargers, Chargers kicked their ass. That entire crappy soccer stadium was full of Raiders fans. Didn't matter. You know, they got their dream of seeing this crappy, overrated team playing back in Los Angeles for 3 short hours. And off back they go to Oakland and then to Las Vegas. Give up. Give up on these Raiders. They're not your home team, all right? They haven't been here in a long time. In a long time. Let them go. But that's the funny thing about the NFL. You could be a fan of different market teams and nobody really cares. It's not like that in other sports. Not like that in baseball or basketball or hockey even. But you can love the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody loves the fucking Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys went on a huge marketing campaign in the late 70s, early 80s. That's why the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders got so popular. You know, they came out with calendars and there were, you know, Playboy spreads and all kinds of shit. But now, does anybody care? Does anybody care about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or any fucking cheerleaders for that matter? Why are they there? Why are they there? What do they add to the game? Do you even know where they are? They're usually hidden behind, you know, the wall of players there. And by the way, in most stadiums, even the really old shitty ones, they have video boards. They have fancy graphics to tell the crowd when to get loud, when to applaud, when to cheer, when to say charge, when to show your spirit. What the fuck do we need the cheerleaders for anymore? And why do you need that many of them? I mean, again, are we really impressed with doing the splits? It's like, oh, look how she can spread her legs. Yeah, no, that's not happening. We don't care about them forming pyramids or shaking pom-poms or doing anything. And then now we have one attention whore broad that has to kneel. Well, how do we know that she was kneeling to protest? How do we know she didn't have to take a big dump? I know sometimes if I'm out and about and I have to take a dump and I really got to try to hold it, sometimes you have to squat and kneel. Stop that motherfucker. Sometimes you have to do that. You know, maybe she forgot to go to the can before the game. Who the fuck knows? But no, the media is going to bring this fucking dead horse back to life. She's protesting 2 years after Kaepernick started the protest. Well, what does that tell you 2 years later? Nobody cares. Now, I will say the NFL and the media have actually done a pretty good job about not drawing so much attention to the protesting this year. If anybody was kneeling before the game, nobody really cared. You know, let them kneel and we'll just cut that out and we'll bring the cameras into the actual field of play. They were actually doing a pretty good job of avoiding that nonsense and just getting back to the game. Also, I must say, I was very happy to see the lack of pink this year in October. You know, October is supposed to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have to make everybody wear pink, 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 pink. That's been the attitude for the last 10 years or so. No pink this year. Very few instances of pink. Maybe a pink towel here or there, but there were no pink uniforms. There were no refs' whistles that were pink. The goalposts weren't pink. The walls weren't pink. It wasn't completely out of control like it's been the last 10 years or so. I think it's finally dawned on them. It took a while. It's finally dawned on them. You know what? We're losing viewers because of this shit. Now, true football fans, male and female, they want to see a bunch of pink all over the fucking football field. They don't. Oh, feminists love it. Yeah, but why are we catering to feminists? They are not in the demographic. They are not football fans. Fuck them and fuck what they think. Maybe this is a slow sign of America getting its balls back. Slowly but surely. No more pink in football or in any sports. It shouldn't be anywhere. All right? You know, if women want to come to the game dressed in pink, fine. Who cares? Football players should not be wearing pink fucking anything. You know, if they want to do that after the game, well, that's their fucking business. But this fucking cheerleader who thinks she's going to lead a social charge now, nobody cares. You were the only one in the squad. All right? And I guarantee you would still be the only one in the squad. Nobody cares. One douchebag in the crowd had to see it and take a picture of it. Nobody else gave a fuck. Of course, then it went viral. It went crazy on Twitter. And then the media caught wind of it. Said, hey, look, our favorite subject is back in the limelight again. We so missed this. Oh, it's a cheerleader this time. Women, female empowerment. Oh, we love that shit too. Yeah, it's done. All right. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody fucking cares. But every fucking channel was all over it. All over it. It wasn't just on the Bay Area TV. It was on the national fucking news. And of course, all the social justice warriors on Twitter. Oh, she's a brave. She's so brave. She has the right. Like, well, who fucking cares? You don't even know her name. Nobody knows her name. I guarantee you don't even know the team she's on or what she even does. No, but everybody has to have an opinion on every dopey story there is, including myself.
It's sour.
And speaking of dopey stories and social justice warriors, it doesn't get much dopier than what's going on The Simpsons, specifically the Apu character. You heard about this bullshit? It's all over the news now. All because some comedian, quote-unquote, named Hari Kondabolu, I'm sure I'm not saying that right, he's a Indian comic. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says here he's a South Asian American comic. We can't even call them Indians anymore. We can't even call Indians Indian. What the fuck? Now, he made this documentary called The Problem with Apu. Some of you may have heard of it. And he made it over a year ago, almost 2 years ago. Why has it gotten back into the news again? Who keeps bringing this shit up? The media. You know why? Because the media loves race baiting. They love three things: panic, fear, and race baiting. All right? Well, here's the trailer of this stupid problem with Apu. And of course, he has to gather every Indian American comic and actor he could find to denounce the Apu character with him, including Cal Penn, who's been in such brilliant fucking pictures as Harold Kumar go to White Castle. Oh, fuck yourself.
I hate Apu.
And because of that, I dislike The Simpsons.
The whole series.
Yeah.
I love The Simpsons because...
You hate yourself.
Yeah, again, Cal Penn, one of the greatest actors of our time. Yeah, suck my balls. Claim.
I should be completely happy, but there's still...
But you're not, because you're a social justice douchebag.
Nahasa Pima Petalon.
Please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
How yeah, you know what? Every 7-Eleven I've ever been into as a kid had a guy in there that sounded like that and would tell us to pay for that or get out. What is this, a library? Why do you put on the magazine and get out? They would say that. That's how they sounded. Deal with it. That's what they fucking base that character on.
You know that a white guy does the voice?
Oh my God, get out of here. White people do cartoon voices? I had no fucking idea.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm making a movie about how much I dislike it.
Right away, yeah, like, it was so good. And how offensive can you make it? I would immediately begin to talk this way. I was like, it's not tremendous.
You know, that's an amazing voice. You know, he is a very talented voice actor, Hank Azaria. Like, by the way, you social justice dickheads.
So for tanking,
he does Lou, the black cop.
Do that exact thing in front of people.
Should like, ban him too.
There are accents that... by their nature to white Americans sound funny, period.
It's funny because it's racist.
Says up, you're just pissed off that you're not funny. That's what it is. He's funny and you're not.
He has all the qualifications.
Remember, please, children, that in life there is nothing that is not so disgusting that it cannot be sold on a heated roller at a nearly criminal markup.
That's a good joke.
Now, I realize some of you think I'm some annoying PC social justice warrior.
You are.
Very sensitive, and you're probably
yes.
thinking, come on,
at least he's self-aware.
Let it go. Well, I have let it go for 28 years.
Yeah. Maybe if you did it back then, it would have had a bigger impact. Maybe they would have gotten rid of the character back then, but no, you let it ride for that long, long after the Simpsons have gotten stale and long after many people have tuned out. Oh my God, this guy is so not funny. That's the problem with these comics nowadays. They're all PC, they're not funny, and they're making shit like this. How the fuck long has Apu been on the Simpsons? Almost 30 years. 30 years, and in the last 2 years, it's became a problem. Because everybody has to have a problem with anything. The biggest problem that everybody seemed to have, he's voiced by a white man. Oh my God. Like every cartoon character known to man hasn't been voiced by white people in one way or another. What do you think? If you have a cartoon about aliens, that fucking aliens landed on Earth and provided the voices for the aliens, is that what you fucking morons think? Are we supposed to have talking chickens and talking rabbits, talking mice? No. It was white men doing those fucking voices and nobody gave a fuck until fucking now! And this stupid whiny documentary, which kind of came and went and nobody really gave a fuck, has blown up again. Because I think it appeared on TV recently. And the retards who never saw it in the theater, because nobody did, I've just seen it on TV. It's like, oh my God, he's right. Apu is racist. You ever watch The Simpsons? No. And I love the irony, too. They want to get rid of an immigrant character. I thought you wanted more diversity on television. Apu is one of the first recognizable Indian characters on TV, and now everybody has a problem with it. So what do you want, an all-white cast to match the all-white voices? What about Dr. Hibbert? You know he was voiced by a white man? Did you know that? Dr. Hibbert, the doctor, who always laughs at everything. Watch, you're going to whine about that next. They're going to make it an all-white cast to match all-white actors. Yeah, Harry Shearer does Dr. Hibbert's voice. You know, between Harry Shearer, Hank Azaria, and Dan Castellaneta, Jesus, a hard name to say. Those three guys cover almost all the male voices on The Simpsons and always have. Why is there a problem with it now? And Apu has always been shown rather favorably. He works hard. He helps people. And he makes fun of Homer for being drunk and lazy. So what's wrong with that? Because it's a white man doing his voice. Well, why don't you fire Hank Azaria and have Cal Penn do his voice? Would that make you happy? I'm sure he would refuse to do it in the stereotypical Indian accent. Well, he's going to sound like the white stoner that he played on Harold Kumar, right? Fuck you. Or what was the side plot in Harold Kumar? That Kumar had a dad who was pressing to be a doctor, right? He had no problem playing that. And he's played a doctor on TV. Yeah, way to press the stereotypes there. The same ones you're complaining about. What, are you upset that Apu isn't more successful? He's just a convenience store clerk? Well, I hate to break it to you, but there were a lot of Indians who were convenience store clerks. Just like there's a lot of Koreans, like there's a lot of Arabs, you know, Middle Easterners. So what? So what? I think you're really more upset that he has a blue-collar job. And now you want to take the job away from him. You want to get rid of Apu. Then the Simpsons will be just a little bit wider for you, right? Because that's what you really want. And again, you people whining about the Simpsons, whining about Apu, when was the last time you watched the Simpsons, sat down and really watched it? I mean, before this documentary even came out. Did you? Did you ever? Were you even aware it's been on so fucking long? It's been on longer than most of you fuckheads have been alive. TV was different back then. Life was different back then. People didn't have such long sticks up their asses. Okay? If it was so offensive and so outrageous, it would have been dealt with back then. But people were able to laugh back then. And stereotypes were just that, stereotypes. People knew what the exaggeration was. And people could also relate to that character that works at the neighborhood convenience store. Sometimes he does talk like this. Sometimes he tells you to hurry up and get out. Everybody knows somebody like that. That's why that character was so relatable. I mean, The Simpsons was meant to be a satire, okay? People don't even remember what satire is anymore. Satire, you know, making fun of things, making fun of life in general. But no, life is so serious now. We shouldn't make fun of things. We're outraged. We're offended. We should just sweep these things under the rug so we don't have to see them. That way we, meaning I, of course, we are not perceived as racists ourselves. God forbid I'm caught giggling at an Apu joke, right? Oh, you're a bad person. You should go to jail. How dare you laugh at that? How dare you laugh at anything? Every cartoon character must now be voiced by what it actually portrays. Right? You make a new Bugs Bunny cartoon. It has to be voiced by an actual rabbit. That's how silly this is. That's how stupid these people are. Is that what they're saying now? Imagine Foghorn Leghorn being voiced by an actual chicken. That wouldn't be very funny, would it? You know, Seth MacFarlane's a white man doing a dog's voice. Brian, the dog on Family Guy. We should have an actual dog in there just sitting there bark. Would that make you feel better? Would it? You ridiculous pieces of shit. Instead of Stewie talking, we should just have a crying baby sitting there. Right? You bunch of PC babies. By the way, was that not the best addition to South Park this year? The PC babies. If you haven't seen South Park this season, you are really missing out. They are doing it right. You know, PC principal, who's taking over the school, knocked up strong woman, who's the vice principal, and they had quintuplets. They had five PC babies, and they're all wearing Oakleys like PC principal. Three boys and two girls, and they cry at anything not politically correct. Sometimes, and as pointed out on the show, they just cry at anything, and they don't even know why. Exactly, you PC baby motherfuckers crying about this Apu shit. And by the way, I'm no diehard Simpsons fan. You know, I loved The Simpsons for maybe the first 10 seasons, all right? when it was a 90s show. It was definitely a 90s show, much like how Beavis and Butthead was a 90s show. It just doesn't translate well now. You know, seeing Bart and Lisa walking around with iPads and talking tech stuff, it just doesn't work for me, you know? It's very beautifully animated. It looks great now with the computer animation that they do now. But it just hasn't been funny in a long, long time. I mean, they've stretched out every character as long as they can. I say if you're going to get rid of Apu, just get rid of the goddamn Simpsons in general, all right? Enough already. It's been on too fucking long. You know, it has Saturday Night Live syndrome. It just doesn't know when to end. Which is really a shame, too, because animation takes so long to produce. And to have that beautiful of a product be ruined by such lazy and poor writing. And it's not like they hired a whole bunch of new writers. A lot of the old writers are still there from, you know, the people have been there from day one. A lot of the showrunners. They still write for the show, and it's not fun anymore. I mean, what more can you do with any of the characters? It hasn't been done already. Any of them. You know, you have to keep having lame guest stars on, like Lady Gaga. You know, she bonds with Lisa. Yeah, great, hilarious. I've never liked Lisa episodes anyway, at least not past season 7 or so. She just got annoying and preachy, and she became a vegetarian. Like, okay. Although the episode where she became a vegetarian was actually quite funny, because Homer was having a big giant barbecue and throwing in her face. But it's again, there's nothing more you could do with any of those characters. What haven't they done already? You know, Mr. Burns, I mean, everything is just played the fuck out. It's time for it to go. Time for it to go. I'm starting to feel that way about Family Guy, too. As much as I love Family Guy, and always have. Let's face it, last 5, 6, 7 years, it's been pretty hit or miss. You know, Seth MacFarlane's pretty much checked out. He's doing all kinds of other shit. You know, even though the Cleveland show got canceled, I think they still do American Dad. I wouldn't know. It's been on TBS for a few years now. Who the fuck watches TBS? Wasn't that stupid? They moved it off of Fox so they could put that Mulaney show on. Remember that? Does anybody remember that? How long did that last? About 6 weeks? They were trying to make John Mulaney the next Seinfeld, and it failed miserably because John Mulaney is another one of these new school unfunny comedians. And yeah, he can't carry his own show. So they got rid of American Dad and moved to TBS, and I don't know if anybody even watches it there. And they do have the reruns on Hulu, and I've watched a couple of them. Not very good. Not very good. I think the animation has dipped in quality. Probably don't have as big of a budget as they did on Fox. They're allowed to say shit once or twice, but, you know, okay. Roger saying shit. Shit. I've always liked Roger. I always liked his voice for Roger. But again, what more can you do with these characters that hasn't been done already? It's time to go. We run out of shit to do. Time to go. You know, Saturday Night Live has run out of shit to do a long time ago, in the 70s. This keeps plugging away. God knows the fuck why. But Simpsons, you know, it's time. It's time to go. It's really time to go. If you're going to start fucking with it, you start losing characters just because a couple of social justice warriors have a problem with it, just lose the whole show. Lose the whole fucking show. All right? Now, South Park is one of those rare shows that hasn't gotten stale. They've still found stuff to do with the characters. And unlike traditional animation, South Park could turn it around in a big hurry. You know, they could cover shit that happened last week or even 2 hours ago. Sometimes they don't get the episodes ready to Comedy Central until 2 hours before it's supposed to air. And even though the animation of the main characters are still computer animated paper cutouts, if you notice, the backgrounds have gotten a lot richer and more detailed, as well as the animation of the other objects or other characters that appear. It's gotten really good. So South Park is still a show that I will watch and will watch every season of, and have watched every season of, and not get tired of it. All right, The Simpsons, there's still hundreds of episodes I haven't even seen, because they were in those later seasons that are just kind of, looks good, but yeah. As a matter of fact, there's some new show that Matt Groening has put out on Netflix, and God, is it bad. I mean, really bad, really unfunny. You know, again, the artwork and the animation are really good, but what a waste. You know, I'd rather watch a new episode of The Simpsons than watch Disenchantment, which is what the show is called. It kind of reminds me, it's like Futurama in medieval times. And all it really does is make you want to watch an old episode of Futurama. At least Futurama had a couple of interesting characters, especially Bender. I love his line, bite my shiny metal ass. Matter of fact, the guy that voices Bender works on Disenchantment as well. But none of the characters on there are any good or memorable at all. And you have to be really good to make a funny medieval times show. I mean, medieval times has been done and done to death. All right. I really hate when they waste good animation on unfunny shit. It really pisses me off. It's so sad. You know, a bunch of Koreans had to bust their ass, animate this goofy American bullshit, and it's not funny. And really, having even more characters look like the Simpsons is gotten old, all right? Simpsons did it, but did it better. At least back then. Now it's kind of a shadow of its former self. Time to go, and for fuck's sakes, take Saturday Night Live with you. Why in the living shit is that show still on the air? It hasn't been funny in decades. It really hasn't been funny ever. All right, there was a few good skits, depending on who the guest star was that week. Nowadays, it's just a bunch of Trump whining, just like every other late night show nowadays. And the leader of the Trump whining, Alec Baldwin, well, he got arrested for something, didn't he? What'd you do, Alec?
Actor Alec Baldwin was arrested today after getting into a fight in New York City.
What a
Not
douche.
His first brush with the law. Here's Jerika Duncan.
60-year-old Alec Baldwin walked out of a New York City precinct today after being charged with assault and harassment. The Emmy Award-winning actor allegedly hit a 49-year-old man in Manhattan in a dispute over a parking spot.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Both men pushed what do you do with driving in Manhattan anyway?
Hit the man on the left side
they
of
just
his
take
face.
Limos everywhere.
Baldwin is no stranger to controversy. In 2011, Baldwin was kicked off a plane after refusing to turn off his phone.
Oh, what a
the
dick.
The actor said then
I hate
he
people
was playing
that do
words
that.
With friends.
Yeah,
in
sure. You don't have any
Baldwin
friends.
Baldwin allegedly punched a Daily News photographer. A year later, he was suspended from his MSNBC talk show for using an
anti-gay Anybody remember that?
Since 2016, Baldwin has had success on NBC's Saturday Night Live with a recurring role impersonating the president.
Oh, yeah, so hilarious.
I can't.
The president, who has fired back at the show
side
and
splitting.
Baldwin on Twitter, commented today
he can't even
the
do
news
that right.
Baldwin was arrested.
I wish him luck.
All right, that was Jerika Duncan.
You should have said, go fuck yourself.
Harassment charges are misdemeanors. Baldwin is due back in court at the end of this month.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin is no stranger to yelling at the paparazzi, getting into people's faces, and seen around New York City walking two really faggy little dogs. He's a fuckhead New Yorker. That's what he is. He's a pompous ass. And why anybody would listen to him or his political advice, you got to be insane to listen to any of these actors. And he's trying to save whatever's left of his career by imitating Trump every couple of weeks on Saturday Night Live. Oh, that's hilarious. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. You millennials sure seem to love it. Of course, anything against Trump, you just jizz all over it. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me watch one of these hilarious sketches. Maybe I'm completely off my fucking rocker.
The following is a rebroadcast of Donald Trump's first press conference as president-elect.
Yeah, that audio wasn't sweetened or anything.
Hello, thank you for coming. I'd like to start by answering the question that's on everyone's mind. Yes, this is real life. This is really happening. On January 20th, Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States. And then 2 months later, Mike Pence will become the 46th.
Oh, boy.
I am so excited to live in the White House. I'm even going to have a little
the fakest laughter ever heard.
The presidents do. Bill Clinton had socks. Barack Obama had bow. And I'll have Paul Ryan. I mean, I'm not gay, but I cannot wait to give it to that man for 4 years. And guys, I mean, who is excited for my inauguration day? Yes, thank you to those people over there who I definitely did not pay to do that. And we have got some of the biggest performers in the world lined up. Hold on to your tits and bits, because we have got Three Doors Down. also from America's Got Talent, we've got Jackie What's-Her-Face. And best of all, we've got the one rock cat with the least money in her savings.
Oh my fucking God. Would you believe that goes on for almost 8 minutes? Gee, I can't believe Saturday Night Live wouldn't know when to end a bad sketch. Holy fuck. Not only that wasn't funny in the least, he doesn't even sound like Trump, not by a mile. I've heard way better impersonations than this. This guy's a fucking jack-off. Fucking Alec Baldwin. You know, you better hope that Trump gets reelected. Because otherwise, what the fuck else would you be doing? And then SNL could carry out this sorry bit for another 6 years. Holy shit, fuck ass. He should have been arrested for impersonating an actor. Like William Shatner could do Trump better than this fucking jackass. Well, I would just like to thank my fellow Americans. Make America great again. Build the wall. We're gonna build the wall. Even that's better than this fucking idiot. Alec Baldwin, go fuck yourself. I hope when you die, Kim Basinger just takes a big dump right on your grave. Shithead.
Call him shithead.
Don't mind if I do. Shithead. That's a word you don't hear very much anymore. Shithead. Used to hear that a lot in the 70s and the 80s, and it kind of went away. I say bring back shithead. Hashtag bring back shithead. Get that shit trending. Shitheads. All right, moving on.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to get straight to the point.
It's Michelle Obama.
More than 50 years ago this week, the Voting Rights Act became law. And for decades, it's made our democracy stronger, giving every American from every background
look around.
And walk of life the right to vote. 50 years
they have the right, but they don't have the will.
Sometimes it's easy to forget all the work.
And when you see what you have to vote for, I understand why.
All the organizing and marching. All the volunteers.
She always has a scowl on her face.
All the folks who, even if they...
I would love to see the outtakes. Where she flubs her lines. Motherfucker, that shit's going too fast. God damn it.
Today, we want to honor their legacy and continue their work to ensure that every eligible American...
votes Democrat. We know the message here.
...is far from finished. And that's why I'm announcing When We All Vote's Week of Action from Saturday, September 22nd.
Oh, fuck, I missed it. God damn it, must have slept through it.
I'm going to be hitting the road with the When We All Vote team, and we want you to help us. We want you to help us by hosting events.
She hates that she has to do stuff.
Get folks registered. We want you to help us get folks inspired and get them trained on how to keep spreading the word. So head to whenweallvote.org, sign up to volunteer.
No.
And join us for our Week of Action. And for National Voter Registration Day on September 25th, because there's too much at stake to sit on the sidelines, not just in this election, but in every election. And we need your help right now. Thanks so much.
Don't worry, they'll sit by again and again and again, no matter what the news media says. A record number of people registered to vote in California. Well, isn't that fucking fine and dandy? Will they actually do it? Doubtful. They don't know who these fucking people are. They don't read up on anything. They just listen to all the Trump whining and vote the blue wave in, vote the blue wave in. Well, do you know what you're voting for? Well, it is almost election day. And let me go to my favorite tabloid of all time, the Los Angeles Times, and go to this story. A bevy of celebrities and social media influencers will be taking part in the Telethon for America, which will be streaming online next week. Holy shit, as a matter of fact, it is streaming Monday, November 5th. Mark that shit down. You don't want to miss that. The Telethon for America. Oh yeah, nothing our fucking ADD-ridden young people like doing more than watching a telethon. You know, these are people that can't take 6-second commercials in the middle of their YouTube videos. They're going to watch a fucking telethon. Are you fucking high? Whose fucking dumbass idea was this? Well, we'll get to that in a second. But they're not trying to raise money. Instead, the participating stars, and brace yourself for this list, including Amy Schumer, Jane Fonda, Charlize Theron, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Judd Apatow, Chelsea Handler, Alyssa Milano, yeah, all the fucking Trump whiners. I'm sure they're going to be nonpartisan, right? Yeah, vote for Republicans. We don't mind. That's why we have such an interest in this. We just want young people to vote our way. And Jessica Alba, among many others, are taking pledges to vote in attempt to boost turnout for the upcoming midterm elections. Again, you really think Jane Fonda is going to appeal to young people or anybody under 65? Plus, she's a fucking whack job. And Amy Schumer, Jesus fucking Christ with her already. Chelsea Handler. And Judd Apatow is the biggest fucking pussy. You know, I loved 40-Year-Old Virgin, but what a shame that he made that movie. Announced Wednesday, the nonpartisan, wink, wink, hint, hint, Get Out the Vote initiative will stream live on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Comedy Central Online on November 5th, the day before the midterms. Oh yeah, those kids really love those midterms. I'm sure a lot of them registered just to vote out Trump. Well, you got another 2 years to do that, my friend. Instead, you got a lot of senators and congresspeople, you know, people you really don't give a fuck about. And I'm sure those young people are just running to the polls to vote in the next state superintendent. Bullshit. Most of you fucking assholes don't even know who the governor is of your state. Don't lie to me. You know you don't. You have no fucking idea. You just hear Trump and you get triggered and you go register to vote and you don't vote. Just like with Bernie Sanders, right? We've heard all this shit before. I know these fucking kids. I don't give a fuck. Most people don't give a fuck. All right? California, we certainly don't give a fuck. We're going to elect the same bunch of liberal retards. We always do. Gavin Newsom. He's going to keep on building that bullet train. He's just going to be a younger Jerry Brown. That's all he's going to be. What a fucking crock of shit. Yeah, I'm sure these kids are going to be glued to their phones watching the telethon. The telethon, backed by former First Lady Michelle Obama's nonpartisan, wink, wink, hint, hint, campaign, When We All Vote, flips the traditional telethon on its head, said comedian Ben Glebe, who created and is executive producing the telethon, in a statement. Ben Glebe, I never even fucking heard of him. Sounds like a fucking owner of a deli. The fuck out of here, comedian. Young Americans are more motivated than ever before. Oh, bullshit. Entitled bunch of douchebags. And the Telethon for America is working to build on that momentum to make sure an even higher percentage of young people go out and vote. Ain't gonna happen. Especially when they finally realize it has nothing to do with Donald Trump this time around. The Telethon will take place in YouTube's Playa Vista Creative Studio space and feature live comedy. Yeah, Amy Schumer is going to be there. Is she going to be the live comedy? And musical performances, pre-taped segments, and extensive interaction with the celebrity phone bank, which will call out to fans and potential voters, encouraging them to head to the polls. Oh yeah, Amy Schumer calling you up and nagging you to vote. That's going to make kids run to the polls. Fuck out of here. This is the most delusional load of shit I've ever seen. Yeah, can't wait to see this. A telethon full of Trump whining. I can't find that anywhere on TV. It's got nothing to do with encouraging young people to vote. It's got everything to do with the same liberal Hollywood hacks get up there and whine about Trump on camera again. Like we don't see them online every 10 seconds. Or on late night TV. And listen to that list of celebrities I named. Every one of them, that's all they do is whine about Trump. Now they get yet another opportunity. Oh, be still my goddamn heart. This is a great opportunity to reach millions of voters the day before one of the most important elections of our lifetime, hardly, to remind them that their vote is their voice and their vote is their power, blah, 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 said Kyle Learman. Oh boy, he sounds like a load of laughs. He's the CEO of When We All Vote. Well, I guarantee you, they won't all vote. You know those voters' guides you get in the mail? I read one off during the June elections. Well, you know what? Throw that thing away. Forget about it. Here's what you do. First of all, in California, propositions, vote no on everything except six. That's the one that's going to repeal the gas tax that Moonbeam decided that we must have because the gas tax wasn't high enough already. But the no on six campaign has completely done a spin job on it, said that it taxed road and bridge repair. No, it's going to repeal that fuck-ass gas tax. And I wish the Yes on 6 campaign would have done a better job advertising. Because now all the robots are just going to vote no because they've been beat over the head with the commercials. Here's what you do. Again, vote no on everything else except six. Maybe seven if you're sick of changing the clocks twice a year. Other than that, vote no on everything else. Do not vote for Gavin Newsom for governor. I don't care who else you vote for. Just not Gavin fucking Newsom, all right? He is Jerry Brown Light. No. And whatever Hollywood celebrities tell you to do, do exactly the fucking opposite. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Ah, yes. A little Herbie Hancock for that ass. Sit back, relax, and listen as I rattle off the end credits. Alright? Alright. BigAngryPhil.com is where you want to be. BigAngryPhil.com. You're sitting on Facebook and you're sick of all the fucking election advertising and other such bullshit. Well, fuck that. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit. Follow that shit. Do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. SoundCloud. All my shit's on there. Big Angry Phil. Tune in. Big Angry Phil podcast. I'm going to be a part of the telethon for America. And I'm going to tell everybody to shut the fuck up. I wish. PremiumTom.com. You got to subscribe now. Ain't no more free shows. PremiumTom.com for the Tom Likens Show. Brand new podcast Monday through Friday. TomEverywhere.com. Get to the app on your phone. GaryAndino.com. Brand new shows. Free show on Monday. Subscriber show on Friday. You don't want to miss it. GaryAndino.com. That's it from me. Be back next week. See ya.
Call him Shithead.